It feels like a weird thing to start our conversation with, but I'm not really a soup guy. But Susie, oh my goodness, she's grown up with the love and the comfort and the emotion of a nice, warm, hearty soup. And sometimes we might have experienced all the ingredients right from scratch and everything being completely made from natural ingredients, or the tins or the packets, or, you know, the add water with some flavour in it, whatever it is that you've experienced. The question is every soup the same? Dr. Chris is going to help us. And we're coming into the point where maybe we're going to go, it's good when someone's sick, here's the chicken soup. But is it as simple as it doesn't make that big a difference? What are the nutrients? And is it just an old wives' tale that something like that can help us?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, anything that's nutritious can help, I think. And anything that's made with love surely has some benefit, the vitamin L, yeah. So to speak.
Vitamin L.
But I remember being sick and mum bringing in chicken soup. You know, there is something with that whole, I don't know, gesture of love and care that sort of makes you feel better on the inside. Yeah. But in terms of soup, yeah, there's, you know, there are benefits to soups, often lots of vitamins and minerals, and the difference between the soups and that sort of thing, you know, packet versus, I guess, fresh is always the debate, isn't it?
Well,
it's like frozen vegetables versus fresh vegetables. There's always that debate about those things.
Would you say that it's tinned and boxed soups are as good or fine?
They definitely have a lot of the nutritional content, I'd have to say. You know, better quality ones, probably without all of the preservatives and extra, you know, artificial colours, flavours, MSG, all of that added, I'd probably avoid those. But a lot of soups these days don't have those things added. You know, products have listened to consumers and haven't included those ingredients. So I think things are changing. The quality of packaged goods have changed to meet the market, which is that of trying to go towards fresher is better scenario, I guess. In terms of does it hold its nutritional content, there are some things that do deplete with the processing process, and vitamin C being one of them. So it can reduce with the whole, I guess, packaging, heating, and they've got to heat it to the extreme to kill any bacteria before they put it in those tins.
Yeah.
And so that can then kill off some of that vitamin C. But there are other things potentially which have become more concentrated in that soup over time, like the lycopene from the tomato, if there's tomato in there, can become more concentrated over time. And so that's an antioxidant, powerful. It's in tomato sauce as well. And so that can be more beneficial than fresh at times, which is interesting. You don't think that. But so I think it's, I think, to be honest, the message is just to eat something, you know, a bit more nutritious. And a soup is better than, you know, takeaway food. If a can of soup is better than choosing your old fries and nuggets or whatever it might be, then I think it's a better option, you know, than that. But don't slave away in front of the kitchen if you're not, if you just don't have the time. It's just not going to happen, you know. You put the pressure on yourself, it's just not going to happen.
So our mums and our grandmas might say, you're sick, so let's get a bit of soup into you. As a doctor, do you give that a tick of a process to say the good old soup when you're sick is the good option?
I think so, yes.
All right, we've got the thumbs up tick of approval.
Dr. Chris, tick of approval. Should start charging for that, shouldn't I?
You should. Not me, but other people.
No.
Dr. Chris, thank you so much for your time.
You.